everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 145. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Thank you all for joining me this week. I've got some exciting news for you. After 14 months of very difficult work, we are finally in the home stretch for contact on the International Space Station. So today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you all about the event coming up next week. And just a few days ago, we got final confirmation that our event will be Tuesday, May 7th at 9:15 a.m. That's Eastern Daylight Time. So Tuesday, May 7th, 9:15 a.m. Now we're going to live stream this event on this YouTube channel. And what I want you to all know is that the live stream event is probably going to start somewhere in the range of a half hour before. So we're not exactly sure when we're going to start the live stream, probably somewhere around 8:45 a.m., 8:50 a.m., depending on how a couple of things go. So earlier this week, on Monday, we got the final notes, revisions for when contact would be. Now, I mentioned earlier a few weeks ago that due to variations in the orbit of the space station itself, sometimes the schedule could be changed by 10 minutes or so. So what we were given a list of options that we could choose from for the entire week. Now, some of them, when you do this, you have to take into consideration how high the space station is as far as what degree up in the sky you will see it, because that has a very limiting factor of how long the space station will be in radio contact. So if it's if it's only 2 degrees in the sky, that's not going to give you a very long contact time. But if it's 89 degrees in the sky, then that'll give you almost a full 10 minutes worth of contact time. So we took a look at that into consideration, and there's a few other things that we have to take into consideration too. Because this is a school district, we have arrival times, we have dismissal times, we have lunch periods, and we have state testing that we have to navigate around. And so there's vacations that we have to deal with. There is unused snow days we have to take into consideration. So there are many factors. Also on top of that, happens to be school, the drama club season for our school. So our drama club production is in full gear for their show coming up soon. So there's a lot of moving parts that have to be navigated. So we looked at the schedule and we prioritized what our options were from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And many of them were very early in the morning, say 8:20, or during our lunch periods in the middle of the day, 11:45, 12:15. And so really there was only one that seemed like it was going to work. And so our option number one, when we sent it in, we basically talked with our mentors and said, due to schedules here at school, it's going to be quite difficult to do anything but this first option. If possible, could we have the first option? So then we had a waiting game for about 3 weeks because NASA has a continuously updated schedule for the ISS, and they were aware of our needs and they met our needs. And luckily, we are able to get our first priority. So this will actually work out, hopefully, really well. So the events for that morning, as soon as the students arrive, the 16 to 18 students that are involved with this will come directly to our school auditorium for rehearsals. They will practice with me asking their questions over the microphone. We'll teach them some microphone techniques, public speaking techniques, so that they could be heard clearly. Now, most of these students have no experience talking on a microphone, so what we're going to do is make sure that they're prepared for it as best as possible, and because we only get one shot at it. So we'll have rehearsals later this week, and a rehearsal that morning with before we make any contact whatsoever. So they'll show up bright and early. And around 8:30 a.m., we actually call into the relay station that we will use to connect with the station. So we have, I mentioned in a show prior, a JK audio device that is built to push audio through a PA system in an auditorium and make a phone call out. So what we will do is we're using something called Telebridge, a Telebridge contact, and we will connect to an amateur radio station in Maryland. And this station is, the call sign is K6DUE, Kilo 6 Delta Uniform Echo. And they will then relay our station or our questions, our voice to the International Space Station. So about 8:30 a.m., the students will then have a practice session with the relay station. They will do audio checks. They will make sure that both audio on each end is heard loud and clear. And then we will have an opportunity to present a couple of things on our own, probably about 10 or 15 minutes. We're going to have some presentations for the students, explain to them exactly what is happening, how it's going to work, and what to expect. Because with anything that takes, you know, you have one shot, there is plenty of room for things to go wrong. So I have done my absolute best to make sure that nothing will go wrong that day. My best guess is I would give 15 to 20% chance that something would go wrong. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things to have to worry about. And so there's always the possibility for error. And hopefully we have worked out all the bugs, but you never know. So if something does go wrong, hey, I tried my best. So then after we give our presentation, then we turn it over to a moderator. The moderator is a volunteer who works for the ARIS project, and the moderator will start their portion of the show itself. And without giving any spoilers of what's going on, we have received a script that we will follow for the duration of the contact. And so everything is very formal. Everything is kind of set in stone at this point. The students have submitted their questions. We know exactly when contact will be. So about 10 minutes before, we have a pre-contact video that we're going to show the students and kind of explaining what the deal is and how this happens quite frequently at school districts around the world. And as the video completes, then they'll explain the relay station, how that works, and the amateur radio operators that will be helping us out that day. And then about 4 minutes before contact, they'll talk about the astronaut, who, by the way, I just found out this morning that the astronaut is going to be Colonel Nick Haig from the U.S. Air Force. Nick was selected by NASA in 2013 to become an astronaut. He is originally from Kansas and earned a Bachelor of Science in Astronautical Engineering from the U.S. Air Force Academy in 1998. He was selected for the mission on the International Space Station, which launched on October 2018. He and his crewmate were forced to abort the mission when the rocket booster experienced a malfunction shortly after launch. Now, if you remember this, back in October, the Russian Soyuz rocket launched and there was a catastrophic failure. But luckily, the abort system worked correctly and the astronauts were propelled away from the rocket and safely landed. So he is currently a part of the Expedition 59 and 60 crew that launched to the International Space Station in March. So Nick was born in 1975 in Belleville, Kansas, and has a wide range of educational experiences. Joined the Air Force in May 1998 and has moved up along the ranks to colonel by this point. Nick was selected in June 2013 as one of eight members of the 21st NASA astronaut class and proceeded to go through a few years of training and then, as I mentioned, in March, launched to the International Space Station. So we will get a chance to talk with Nick, and he will be using the International Space Station call sign. Now, the call sign for the space station is NA1SS, November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. So all the astronauts that go to the space station have an amateur radio license. I won't give his call sign right away, but they use the call sign, the station call sign for the International Space Station. There is also a Russian call sign. I don't remember what it is off of the top of my head. Our contact coordinator for the event is Dave Jordan, who is our ARIS mentor, and he has been a tremendous help over the last year trying to get us everything that we needed for the contact to make sure that it was successful. And there's been a lot of stress involved early on, but we worked through it all, and we have made lots of progress, and we are all ready for, we're basically go for contact. So it's going to be great. So just before contact, we will basically inform anybody listening on a live stream what our school district is about. And then as it gets very close to contact, they will start to call out to the space station. And about 30 seconds before the contact, they will turn it up over to us, and then once we hear this space station and contact is made, we'll proceed to go through all of the questions that the students have a chance to ask. Now, if everything works smoothly, we'll answer as many questions as we possibly can, up to about 20 questions, if everything can go really quickly. So if we have some time after, we'll extend some greetings to the astronauts, and everybody at the end we'll get a chance to give a nice loud cheer for the astronaut on the space station. So it's going to be a real fun event, and I wanted to bring it to your attention on this show because since I have everything set up for streaming on YouTube, I'm using the MRP Tech Reviews YouTube channel, and just because it was so much easier to set everything up since it was already all configured. So I want to share it with all of you. I hope you join in the live stream. If you can't make the live stream, what I would recommend is checking it out afterwards. We're going to leave it up on YouTube so that anybody can watch it. And eventually I may even edit it down and publish it as the show as well. So just gives you an idea of everything, what to expect, and we will hopefully have a successful contact next week. So short show this week, but I just wanted to touch base with everybody and give you all the information. So once again, the contact is May 7th, 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't have a UTC time, but I can get that and post it on the website. Other than that, check out the great shows on PodNuts over at podnuts.com. You can check out my Facebook page or YouTube channels, MRP Tech Reviews. Look for that. Check out my website, mrptechreviews.com. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.